Sometimes a new perspective is all that's needed to shift our way of thinking and bring us to a new state of mind. In this next hour, join author, medium, and intuitive life coach Kimberly Ray as she discusses spirituality interwoven through worldviews, cultural diversities, ideas, and experience. Share stories and embrace growth on Mindful Moments with Kimberly Ray as she offers tips and strategies for expanded awareness, welcomes callers for questions, and offers intuitive guidance from spirit and inspirational conversations.
Good evening. Thank you all for joining me so much. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. It's a Tuesday. Tuesdays always feel full of pressure, but when it comes time to settle down, relax, plug in, and be here with you guys, it sort of just hushes all of that busyness that's going on inside of us. You know, statistically, it is shown that Tuesdays are the most stressful day of the week for people, because it's like we're past Monday, and in Tuesdays we're always feeling at our peak of anxiousness to get the job done, to get things done. So with that statistic, remind yourself often you're doing a good job. You're getting it done. Be patient. Be compassionate with yourself. Take your time and get it done right. So for those of you that may not know, thank you so much for joining me. My name is Kim. And I'm a medium. That's what I do. I talk to spirit for a living. I don't want to say the dead, because if we know anything about metaphysics or quantum physics, they're not dead. Our loved ones, our spirit guides, our archangels, they're not dead in the way that we know that word. So my job, my goal is to host space for spirit and be a voice for them and share it with you. Share that insight, that guidance with you, to bring you maybe higher understanding or expanded awareness about a situation that might move you into the best version of yourself yet. That's why we're here. So tonight, I think we're going to kind of be all over the place. I'm with Spirit, and what I mean by that is for the show, anytime I do a private reading, a group reading, at some of my retreats and the events, channeling in front of an audience, or even here on the radio show, I set an intention, but ultimately I leave it up to Spirit as far as what we need to talk about, what we need to share. And Spirit knows how to connect to that collective and share what's going to be most effective at this point in time for everybody here, for everybody listening. So tonight I want to talk with intentions of the show is set up with intentions of talking about manifestation, how to manifest what we want. We've talked about this probably a million times, but it's something that always comes back up and comes back up, and helping all of you manifest what you want in life. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about self-worth, what that means, and that being the root of a lot of reasons as to why we can't manifest or seem to not be able to manifest what we want. Maybe it's because we don't know our self-worth in that very thing that we want for ourselves. So we're going to talk about that as well. But first, before we jump into that deep discussion, I want to share with you guys some upcoming events. We'll get to it. The Bali retreat is coming up. For those of you, again, that may be new to my work or what I do, what I share. I like to travel all around and hold space for culture, for immersing into something new, something different that's transformational. So I travel all around and host retreats to bring you into a new space, assist and guide you in cultural rituals that help transform you in whatever way it is that you're seeking. Your soul does the work. You just kind of show up and go with it. So we just completed a few weeks ago the big retreat we do every year in Sedona, and it was wonderful. It was powerful. It was very humbling also. And the next retreat coming up is going to be in Bali. And again, like I said, we kind of travel all over and hold space for the culture that we're visiting, the area that we're visiting and holding these retreats. So from Sedona to Bali, you know, the experiences are very different. In Sedona, it was Native American-based, Toltec-based rituals, cleansing ceremonies. And in Bali, it's going to be, you know, Balinese culture, Indonesian culture surrounding us in the rituals that we're taking part in. So fire dancing is one that we're going to see there. Looking into, you know, the local villages and how the locals do things and what avenues they take to connect with God. That's what we're going to immerse in. So we have a whole itinerary built for the week. We have the entire thing set up and ready to go. The retreat is going to be March 25th through the 29th of 2019, so just around the corner, you guys. And there's only 15 spots for this retreat. So don't wait to book your ticket. You can find information about that on my website at kimbabcockonline.com. We're going to travel together. Everything that we do is going to be as a group. And the intent we're holding for this retreat is to bring you back into the space of your inner essence, to call forth what it is that you're holding in your space that makes you feel as though you're disconnected from your inner essence. Of course, we all truly know you can't really actually be disconnected, but you can feel that way, especially if you're basing your connection through your mind-identified state rather than heart-identified state of awareness. Then you might always feel disconnected from heart or displaced from your heart. And that's kind of what I want to talk about tonight for the show. So again, if you have questions or you're looking for more information about these retreats, stay tuned. Keep an eye out on my website at kimbabcockonline.com. Also across the board, social media, you can find this information as well. Now, to get on to tonight's topic, I'm seeing, I always like to gauge these shows around the trends that I'm seeing collectively and what's going on spiritually with people. So, and a lot of what I'm seeing right now is people that are triggered when something is speaking to your intellect. Of course, it makes us feel inspired and motivated and sets us on fire briefly when something speaks to our intellect and triggers, you know, inspired thought. But if we are residing in a mind-identified state of awareness, then those things that trigger the intellect are going to set us on fire, right? Of course they are, because we're identifying with the mind. And in that, unfortunately, what we see or what happens is these patterns of starting something with complete momentum and force and fire, and then it fades out pretty quickly. But when we shift into essence and allow something to speak from the heart or speak to our heart, that's when we find ourselves engaging in experiences that are everlasting. The problem is, though, with a lot of people is displacing our self-worth. When we do that, we're not connected in essence, or we're not present in our own essence or present to our essence, and we get trapped in that dualistic style of living, that dualistic thinking that we are different than that which we are observing. And in that, we forget what our self-worth is. We forget our connection with that in our essence in that. And in this place, I guess, of forgetfulness that you could call it, this is where it seems intangible or almost impossible to manifest the things that we want. Because if we're not connected in essence and we're only connected in intellect, then we're not grounded through our self-worth. How many people do you know, maybe you're one of them, that wants to manifest something but can't because you almost feel uncomfortable accepting it for yourself? Like success. If you can't fully own success for yourself or see yourself being successful, or if you have excuses as to why you couldn't achieve success, then you don't know your self-worth completely yet. Or, even better yet, you don't know your self-worth in that situation yet. Say, for example, you want a job promotion and you feel like it's impossible. You've tried everything to try to manifest that. But if you can't, if you haven't accepted yet that you're worthy of that, then it's going to be nearly impossible to manifest it. You have to receive that first. You have to be able to completely believe in it and align with it for yourself before it can actually come into manifestation. So in that, look around your life and look at the things that you are trying to manifest. If there is doubt present, you're not there yet. You are not aligned in your worth with it yet. And I always tell people, you know, of course, to set intentions and to be empowered through your intentions with something. And when your actions and your thoughts align with your intentions, manifestation comes easy. But sometimes our thoughts and our actions, you know, disagree or argue, and we have a hard time staying aligned with our intentions. Then, of course, it seems impossible or just out of reach to manifest what we want. And this is the place where we have to do the work. We have to get into the soul space and work in the soul space, not in the things outside of us and not the tangible things that we're trying to achieve, but working from the soul space in order to really cultivate that reality. Because if we're placing our worth upon those results, feeling worthy only if we can achieve those results, hopefully you can see the pattern here. It's going to be like an everlasting chase, an infinite quest. We're always going to be chasing something rather than actually holding space to manifest it. So for those of you listening, and I know there's a lot of you that have asked questions about how do I make this happen, make that happen, or manifest this or that. This is where I encourage you to go back, first of all, into your essence and knowing that you have the answers. You don't have to ask me or anybody else for how to do something. But if you don't know your worth in it yet or your connectedness to it yet, then you're not ready to manifest. You're not ready to manifest it. So collectively, a lot of us fall into this pattern of rendering ourselves helpless in a situation and, you know, seeking outside of ourselves for guidance, answers, and insight. And this is where, you know, I encourage people to take to some sort of daily ritual to cleanse the pollution in your aura. Our aura becomes polluted with thought debris, with emotional debris, and if we don't take time to cleanse it, even just through intention, all it takes is mind power, intention, right? It doesn't necessarily take action. Action amplifies your intention and the power behind it. But if you take time every day in some sort of ritual and being intentional to cleanse your aura, it is much easier to stay in a place of reception, connection, and no self-worth. And in that place, have the answers and the inner guidance that we always look for on the outside. We externalize, you know, our inner compass. We externalize our growth. We externalize our sense of safety. And we falsely convince ourselves that safety is in the things outside of us that we can secure. But when we go back into what feels like home in our hearts, nothing then can threaten that or make us feel displaced or disconnected. So I know it takes a lot of work, or it seems like it takes a lot of work. It doesn't really, but it takes mindfulness. It takes mindfulness, basically remembering to remember these little things, these little tidbits, because in life we get busy and we forget. We especially most oftentimes we forget about ourselves. We get so busy and caught up doing for everything else and everyone else that we forget about ourselves. Or we practice cultivating our self-worth and something outside of ourselves. like results. And then, of course, when those results come to pass, they are either disappointing or unsatisfying. And that's where we sort of contribute to our own personal suffering. So we have to stop this chase outside of ourselves and entrusting things outside of ourselves to know our highest truth and our worth. And a lot of times it's remembering to go back and look at the very place where we surrendered our self-worth to regather it, to cultivate it, bring it back together, piece it back together. Sometimes it's a situation, sometimes it's a relationship or with a person, but ultimately it was us that did it, right? It was us that rendered ourselves powerless in something. So it's only us and our personal selves that can go back and regain that and reclaim that in the very place that we abandon it. And then rewrite our story from there. Rewrite the way we're connected to our inner essence. And in that place of connection, then you share everything. And I know I've talked about this before, but it's important. I want to talk about it again, is being in that shareable wave. When we look at things on a level of quantum physics, metaphysics, quantum mechanics, and the way things work together, everything's relative, everything's connected. And the way you design your connection to things is ultimately the way you are connected to yourself. So practice the awareness of that, having community with yourself, having relationship with yourself. In doing so, you connect to your inner essence and amplify your own personal power. So we're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to continue this conversation to help you get to manifesting the things that you want. See you on the other side.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I hope you all had a wonderful break. Just a couple of minutes there to gather your thoughts, reconnect, and rejuvenate. Tonight, I'm talking all about connecting to your essence, being in the essence so that you can actually manifest what you want for yourself. And, you know, a big key in doing this is knowing your ability to create. Knowing your ability to create instead of just react can change and shift everything for you. So in knowing this, I encourage you to look at the different areas of your life that you are somehow automatically rendering yourself powerless. If you're saying, you know, if you hear yourself saying things to yourself like, should I do this? Or how am I going to do that? Or I don't know if I should. All of these places where you're rendering yourself powerless is where you've disconnected to essence. You've disconnected to your own authority. When you're in the heart space, you have your authority. You're empowered by your authority. And that authority is nothing dominating. It's nothing egoic. It's just fully embodying your personal power in utilizing that, you know, through your ability to create. If you don't know your self-worth completely or aren't connected to it or fully accepting of it, it's, again, going to feel nearly impossible to manifest the things that you want because you have to believe you're worthy of it. You have to believe in yourself, with it or in it, whatever it is. If it's a certain relationship that you're wanting for yourself, if you can't 100% fully give yourself to that in worth and believe that you're worthy of it, believe that you can have it, if there is still doubt on some level or fear, then you're not ready to align with it just yet. You still have work to do in the soul space. Now, one more thing I want to talk about and hit on before we bring on a caller we have waiting on the line is something that I also, again, I see people struggling with this a lot. And if, maybe if we bring light to it, there'll be a little less struggle. And that is feeling, you know, I guess displaced again from your power in a situation and feeling like a situation, like you have no control over it. But a lot of times when people work energetically to manifest something, they're thinking that they have to manipulate or affect, rather, other people's energy in order to get the results that we want. But if you know anything, once again, about your personal power and cultivating a life that you want, then you know it has your ability to manifest has nothing to do with affecting anybody else around you, period. Has nothing to do with affecting the job place that, you know, that you're searching for that job at. Has nothing to do with affecting that person that you want a relationship with. But it has everything to do with what you're declaring for yourself, with what you're aligning with intentionally for yourself. Because each and every single day through free will, you're writing your life. You're writing your destiny. You are writing your fate. And if you know that and can fully own that and hone in on that, not only can you take full responsibility, of course, and you know your worth. You know your worth because you're creating from your worth. If you're creating from something outside of that, it's going to be very short-lived. If you're creating from inside of your worth, then you are creating in a way to match your essence, so to speak. Not in a place to complete. Oftentimes we think, you know, if I meet this person or have this person, then I'll be complete or feel complete. But when you create from your worth, you're already complete. You already know you're completed and you are whole. So when you create from worth, you match that in whatever it is that you're creating. So I hope you take this guidance and insight. I hope that it sits with you in a way or lands with you in a way that makes sense to you so that you can really put it to use and you know, live a life that you feel free of burden, free of stress, and at ease with everything going on. More of a place of contentment and acceptance, you know, rather than force. So I hope this guidance and insight helps you in some way. Put it to use. Practice it. Listen to yourself. And if you're rendering yourself powerless in a situation, go back into that situation emotionally and cultivate your worth, cultivate your power, and create from there. Create the outcome, create the experience that you want, and move in into that soul space with it. So I know it sounds a little philosophical, a little bit lofty, but you'll get it. Don't worry, not the analytical mind, but the intuitive mind. The intuitive mind always has the ability to accept, absorb, saturate, and receive. The analytical mind, not so much. The analytical mind has to understand, which is resistance. There's a form of resistance. So anyhow, we have Pam waiting on the line. I don't want to keep her waiting any longer. So let's bring Pam on the air and see how she's doing. Pam, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Pam?
I'm great. I'm loving your messages tonight. They're great.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
I never know whether to say I'm from Vermont or France because I live in both places. But here I am.
Whatever feels right at the time.
Yeah. We're going with Vermont tonight. This whole idea of our personal power and our ability to manifest, creating from our worth. I just want to say that very, very simply, looking at or listening to our thoughts are what we believe, and what we believe is what we create. That's what
exactly.
We achieve. And that's been, I've been doing that for so long. Just what do I think? That's what I believe. That's what I'm manifesting. That's what I'm creating. But because I've had a whole lifetime of wrestling with this self-worth and self-esteem and acceptance and, am I worthy of it? Thinking big. I'm not worthy of it. So I totally understand what you're saying. And I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, it really comes down to what am I thinking? What are my thoughts?
Right,
and
exactly.
That's what am I telling myself? What am I telling the world? And I'm putting out what I believe by what I think. And that made it easier for me to, I suppose, manifest easier when I began to listen to what I'm thinking and seeing that my thoughts were creating my beliefs, creating what I was manifesting. And it really makes sense to me.
Exactly. You know, the beliefs, I have mixed feelings about beliefs because ultimately beliefs are still parameters. Beliefs
yes.
are parameters. So what we believe, of course, we experience, and we are really just a summation of our beliefs. We are a collection of our beliefs in manifested form. We are reflecting that which we're observing or where we're resonating. So mm-hmm. our consciousness, we are awareness that is reflecting, the full summation of our beliefs. Now, as we detach, as we allow ourselves to grow and expand and detach from our beliefs, that's when we experience this radical change, where radical changes of lifestyle, habits, interests, things like that, where we open up and expand ourselves beyond belief or attachment to beliefs as comfort.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people need those beliefs in place to have a sense of comfort or a sense of self. But I always tell people, I like to take people through this little process called the leftovers. So take away your beliefs, take away your titles. If you believe that you are a wife, a sister, a mother, a Baptist, a Catholic, whatever, take away all of those things, all of those labels, beliefs, and what do you have left over?
Mm-hmm.
What's left over?
Mm-hmm.
Just me. Mm-hmm. Just essence.
I would say, who am I alone at 3 o'clock in the morning without any of that?
Right.
If I take away the mom, the sister, the daughter, if I take away all my roles, It's who am I alone in the middle of the night? Who am I?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yes. And the I am, and this is where it gets really tricky. This is where it gets really deep. Because the I am is a reflection. It's reflected consciousness. It's reflected essence of reflecting what we're observing. So even if we want to observe ourselves as, gosh, I don't know, that anything, you know, you could put anything behind that I am. And whatever falls behind that I am is reflected consciousness. And what I mean by that is, you know, for all of us to truly understand our consciousness or truly understand our essence, really, it is where we are residing or what we're reflecting. We mm-hmm. are a reflection of what we're observing.
Mm-hmm.
So in knowing that, true consciousness is when there is self-awareness beyond, I guess, beyond that point of reflection. And knowing mm-hmm. that, you know, that easily turns into projection, projecting what we think we are, who we think we are. Essence is all-encompassing and not just essence in the point of observation. Hopefully that makes sense, but it's mm-hmm. we are not just that which we observe. We can reflect that and project that very easily, especially through our emotional state of awareness. But in that state of reflection, you know, true consciousness, true awareness at the point of essence is nothing but everything at the same time. Mm-hmm. So beliefs can help guide us along the way. Beliefs mm-hmm. are like tools to help us navigate something. But mm-hmm. My guides always take myself and, you know, clients and other people into this awareness of the beliefs. You know, beliefs are where we can allow ourselves to land, where we can sort of place ourselves for a while. But mm-hmm. ultimately, when we surrender the need to understand anything and come into mm-hmm. full acceptance of all that is, we connect to everything then at the level of essence, because that's where we are ourselves. So when we are residing in essence, we know everything else through essence.
So in that,
go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, in that process of surrendering, is there also an element of trusting then, of letting go, of surrendering to what is? And
oh, absolutely.
You know, that,
absolutely,
that
because, right, because that trust is what facilitates the surrender process. And in that, you know, when we fully accept things without the need to understand, you see, understanding is resistance. It's, mm-hmm. it's a place of resistance. It's a form of resistance. So when mm-hmm. we go into acceptance, we're going into expanded coexistence. We coexist with everything through essence. So oftentimes we get hung up with, I need to understand, and that provides a false sense of security. Because if something shifts
right.
or changes, then we feel like our understanding has been taken from us.
Right.
So
right.
If we're trying to cultivate sense of security and comfort there, of course it's going to feel very fleeting, and that's why we have trouble trusting. Because if there's no trust, then there's control.
And so, do you think that our trust and our ability to surrender fully and completely goes back to our self-worth?
Absolutely.
How we feel about ourselves?
Right, because if we know our worth, then we know our worth in anything. We know our essence in everything. And we know nothing can threaten that. Nothing, period, can threaten that. But It is the intellect. If we are in the mind-identified state of awareness, then everything seems to be able to threaten our worth. You know, an outcome, getting a certain job, a certain person, you know, being in a relationship with a certain person or whatever. If those things don't happen the way we want them to, then we feel like it affects our self-worth because we're not connected at that level. So when we work from that space or go into a place of acceptance and surrender, trust then naturally ensues and leads the way. And that is what allows us to be whole and complete in any given situation, no matter the circumstances. You know, I've met people where, you know, it may seem as though the world is falling down around them, but they're unaffected because they are connected at that level of the heart and know that ultimately nothing can threaten their essence.
And that
is your question?
Is that another way of saying that is their self-worth? That is their self-worth and acceptance of being worthy of what it is they want in their personal power and their ability to surrender and trust and manifest, or manifesting what it is they wish to manifest, is happening from that point of self-worth and acceptance, what they're aligning with.
Right. And your personal power is your self-worth. That
okay.
is
All
your
right.
personal power. You know, if we don't know our worth, we're powerless. If we don't know our worth in something, we're powerless in that something. So,
mm-hmm.
and that's where a lot of times, you know, for example, somebody will say, like, in a private session, I coach people often on getting back into this space, and they'll say things like, you know, am I going to make this move or am I going to get this
mm-hmm.
job? And the first thing is
mm-hmm.
I always take them through a series of questions. Well, do you want it? Yes. do you believe that you can have it?
Right.
Well, I think
right.
so. And it's like, okay, well, if you're not completely aligned in accepting it, then you don't know your worth in it yet.
Right.
You're not connected
right.
in that essence. So, and that's why people say, oh, it's so hard to manifest, you know, but it's once you're connected at that level, manifestation is like rapid fire.
Right.
But people get so consumed with, I want to manifest it like this, or I want the outcome to be like that. And we want to control because we don't know how to trust. So it's going back into the faith with trust, building our reality
mm-hmm.
through trust and not control.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
thank you,
we're
Pam.
We're going to take a quick break.
Okay,
so
thank
welcome.
You.
Thanks for calling in, Pam. We're going to take a quick
okay.
break, you guys, and we'll be right back on the other side.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking with Pam, who called in, just about knowing your worth, knowing your essence, connecting to your essence, in order to be able to stay connected in that place and not feel displaced by results or an outcome of a situation. Oftentimes, we place our worth, our sense of self-worth, in some sort of expected outcome. And if things don't turn out that way, then we feel worthless or invaluable in some way. And I think when we really work, you know, in the core of our being and in that level of connectedness, that essence that I keep talking about, when you're in that space, you know, that space is untouchable. That place is nirvana. Nothing can capture it. Nothing can define it or keep it boxed in. Nothing can fully uphold it or encompass it. Therefore, that it is everything. So there's no parameters in that space. When you are connected in essence, there are no parameters in that space. The only parameters it has are the parameters that you give it. So if you say, yeah, I'm worthy, but, or I know connectedness in my essence, except, you know, then those exceptions and those areas of limitation are going to be just as real as you make them. And if we're not, again, in essence, then that space, that connectedness, our sense of self, our sense of security is threatened, becomes threatened. And then we begin to host fear. We begin to host ideas of outcomes that we don't want for ourselves and so on, because we're living in a place of fear again and not essence. Essence can't be threatened. Essence knows that everything outside of it is temporary and material and dissolves and vanishes very quickly. So there's no truth, and there's no truth, and there's no reality in that place. The only true reality is in essence. Everything else, as you've heard and as you know, is just an illusion. So this is where I encourage you guys to take a look at what's threatening you right now. What is in your space, mentally, emotionally, or physically, that you feel like is threatening you? If it's a person, if it's a situation, look at why is it threatening you? Is it because, you know, you're dealing with a person in your life that's difficult and you're not sure what to do or how to do? Then if you have those questions with yourself, not sure what to do, how to do, or how to handle something, again, you are allowing the situation to shape you. Therefore, coming from a place of inauthenticity instead of essence. When you have to change or alter who you are because of a situation or because of a certain person and their likeness, then you are then allowing that situation to take your power. You're then coming from a place of inauthenticity. That will merely perpetuate inauthenticity, and knowing that at the core, subconsciously feeling that, will make you feel threatened every time, because it's very fleeting. It's not complete in its essence. It's not whole. It's not coming from essence. So again, look at those places in your life, and wherever those places exist, we all have them, we're human, but having this insight, we can make these corrections and grow by leaps and bounds. So look at these areas in your life of where you're allowing things to threaten you, and what is it that's threatening you? Is it money? Is it a person? Have you not accepted something yet? Interestingly enough, I deal with a lot of clients who have a hard time accepting goodness for themselves, good things, good wealth. And it's because, again, they don't know their worth in something. There's still a resistance to success on some level because they don't know their complete worth. Or have an inability to identify with it and connect with it because they cling, to poverty in some way. If it's, emotional poverty, financial poverty, not knowing the richness of these dynamics of life, we cling to that to create an identity. And we feel like if we let go of that, we're not going to know ourselves. But I encourage you and invite you all to look past these false identifications and look into, or even just accept yourself in a new state of awareness, in a new state of mind. Because like as Pam was saying when she called in, that state of mind determines your reality. What you're thinking about, of course you bring about, what you think about ignites emotions, feelings, connection. We're all sentient beings. And those things that we can feel connectedness with are the things that we manifest. We can't manifest if we can't receive that feeling. So practice that receiving. Now, in doing this, not only practice receiving, but remember that receiving doesn't have to be from outside of you or from another source. Receive goodness from yourself first. Build community with yourself. If you want community and connection with people around you, if you want to expand your territory in community and connection with people around you, or even people, extended from you, build that community with yourself first. You can't possibly have it or share it with somebody outside of you if you don't have it with yourself first. Because again, you're building on a false foundation if it's externalized. Community happens and starts with you. Then it becomes something that you share. Not something you give or take, but something that you share. In this place, again, you're connecting to essence and through essence. If you're not connected in essence, if you're not there and sharing this place, you are connected on expectations, which lead to suffering every time. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, you can expect good things for yourself, and how does that lead to suffering? Or expect goodness, and that's how you cultivate goodness. Well, I agree, that's true. Set those expectations for yourself. You should always expect good things for yourself. But if you're attached to the way those things manifest, that's where you're setting yourself up for failure. When we attach to certain outcomes, we are trying to put parameters on something that we don't necessarily have control over. Using control instead of trusting the universe and faith. So I encourage you to put faith in the place of the need to control. And not only will you disarm your fears, but you'll feel much more at ease with the things that you'll feel that connectedness with the things that you're wanting to manifest for yourself. When you can put trust there and faith instead of fear and control, you'll feel connected to it much more naturally. If it's control, it's going to feel forced, unnatural, and anxious. So, again, build community with yourself, and in that space, that's where you'll be able to share richness and cultivate, all of the manifestations that you want for yourself. Personally, what I've experienced in my life is the ability to say yes to yourself in something is your ability to manifest it. If you have questions about it, or if you have excuses as to why it can't happen, if you're putting practicality in place, it can't come to fruition because it's just not practical, then it's just your own way of masking and disguising your own fear. You're not in essence then. You're not connected to it then. And if you have the ability to say yes to yourself so freely that it seems radical, that's where you know you're connected in essence. Because if you know anything about your ability to create and your personal power to create, then you know you can manifest whatever you want through your ability to create. If fear is still speaking to you, you haven't aligned in self-worth yet. If fear is still speaking to you and talking to you through your efforts of manifestation, then you haven't quite aligned with the reality of what you want for yourself yet. And, you know, I see a lot of people struggle with this. I see a lot of people want, almost in desperation, the things that they want for themselves and trying so hard to manifest. And if desperation is in your heart, if desperation is present, you're literally acting as an opposing magnet. You're acting in resistance and pushing that which you're trying to cultivate further and further away with more and more force, more and more resistance. So we all get there. Trust me, I know. We all get desperate for something to happen, something to shift, something to move or come into occurrence. But if desperation is in your heart, you're attached. You're attached in fear. So move, recognize where that is first, and move into trust. Move into trust, trusting the timing, trusting the implications that you see around you that really tie you in to your own manifestations, your own workings. And I encourage you too, on the other side of it, when things do manifest and you know without a shadow of a doubt you created this, you cultivated this and manifested what you want, take time to not only stop and acknowledge your manifestations, but give yourself gratitude. That practice of self-gratitude, again, cultivates and strengthens your connection to yourself. It builds community with your own self, your own essence. When you have that connection, that community with yourself again, then you are rich in being able to share that with everybody around you. So I think oftentimes we forget to do that, or we feel funny, or we feel awkward, you know, in thanking ourselves for the things that we've done for ourselves. But how many times have you actually recently slowed down to acknowledge your own efforts, to acknowledge your own efforts put forth to do good for yourself or to make a difference or to show up for yourself? How often can you say you've done that, that you've taken time to thank yourself? Or I don't like to say reward yourself, because then, you know, it's easy for us to want to attach to the idea of rewarding with a something, with a thing. Instead, go into gratitude, just the feeling of gratitude. And give yourself that as a gift. Reward yourself with your own gratitude. And see what that does for your ability to manifest more. To manifest anything, really. If you can't give yourself gratitude, if it feels awkward or funny, then once again, you don't know your worth in it. So, and I know that sounds funny. It might sound a little straight up and in your face, but I have met more people than not, probably, that have a hard time thanking themselves, and they can't own all the good things they've done for themselves. It's kind of like, well, they can't, you know, stand in that place of receiving, oh, yeah, okay, well, yeah, I did good for myself, but, and then we have to go into deflecting because we don't know our worth in it. So practice acknowledging how far you've brought yourself, how far you've come, all the hard work that you've done, and the things that you've manifested for yourself that you wanted. That acknowledgement brings validation, which grounds the energy of manifestation. Situations don't manifest things for you. People don't manifest things for you. And certain outcomes are not your manifestations. But connection and worth, connection through essence, is what aligns you with that reality. When you're connected in essence, you connect to everything at the level of truth. In that's everlasting relationships with you know, the reality that you want or whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest, that becomes everlasting because then you know your connectedness at the level, at the core, instead of something so temporary that is attached to time. So practice these and go easy on yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you feel like you're working hard to manifest something and it didn't work or it's not working like you thought. Don't beat yourself up. Don't turn against your own heart in this process. It's easy to do. A lot of people want to manifest something, try, feel as though they fail. It's just self-judgment. There's no real failure. But they feel as though they fail and they turn against themselves. But be good to yourself, you guys. Be good to each other. And until next time, take care, and I'll see you then. See you next week, guys. Have a good night.